Now, Sunday evening saw the opening of the Czech Republic's main annual literary event, the Prague Writers' Festival, at the city's Laterna Magica Theatre. Now, in its 19th year, the festival continues its mission of bringing the creme de la creme of the literary world to Prague and Czech writers to the world's attention as well. Christian Falvey was at the opening.
The art of storytelling is the theme of the 2009 Prague Writers' Festival. Special guests this year include a variety of storytellers, from the American cartoonist Robert Crumb to the great Syrian poet Adonis. Festival organizer Guillaume Basset says the festival has little problem attracting some of the world's leading authors.
This city is a rising city in Europe. So writers are very interested in discover Czech Republic and as well to make them known and to discover new readers that they've never met before. We bring Czech Republic to the world, like through broadcasting live, and bring the world to Prague. And when we explain this to the writer in this way, they're really exciting and they really want to come.
Okay, at the same time, you're bringing writers to the Czech Republic who are not well known in the Czech Republic, so do you have a problem getting Czechs to come to the readings and so on? I'll just note that there's a lot of foreigners here tonight.
Even some people working for the Prague Writers' Festival are not currently Czech, like me, for example, I'm French. It's difficult to find Czech audience. That's why we're making a lot of work through schools, through universities. We have this year a really good collaboration with Charles University. And as well, we are making a short story prize, Walter Senner, which is just for Czech. And it's a way to bring Czech people to the theater.
The idea for the festival was hatched in the 1980s when its founder, Michael March, was bringing communist bloc writers for readings to London. When the Berlin Wall fell, the event moved to Prague, and the world started coming to the post-communist bloc. For Mr. March, the effort to reflect the deeper changes in a changing world through international literary debate and discussion continues to be as much a main point as it was in 1991.
There was no tradition of readings. They had been prohibited. They had maybe existed in cafes during the First Republic, but there was no tradition of readings. The outside world had not come here. But 1989, which everyone associates with great political change, had political change. But in the world, it had the aspect of geographic change, not transformation. Now, 20 years later, is when the change is occurring. And we change the festival each year. It changes as the societies are being transformed. It tries to catch the essence of what is occurring in every sense.
This year, that focus turns towards China and the Middle East, bringing the work of people like Nobel laureate Kao Shin Chen and the Palestinian poet Mourid Barghouti, and generating in the process some of the first Czech translations of these authors.
Christine Falvey with that report.